This is Digging Deeper, Week 3. We're on Daf Dalet, Omid Beis, where the Gemara tells us as follows, a statement from Rav Yosef. Lo litzli inish tzlusa demusvi betlas shi'i kamaisa. That a person should not daven musaf on the first 3 hours of the day. Diyoma biyoma kama dereshasa biyachid. On Rosh Hashanah, biyachid. Dilma kivan demafkid dina dilma ma'ayna be'uvdei v'dachvole midchi. There's a concern that during that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omeid bedin, and since he's davening musaf bi'achiris on Rosh Hashanah, on the first 3 hours of the day, God will reject his tefilos. So the Gemara then asks, Yehachi detzibur nami? Well, what's the difference whether he's davening musaf bi'achir or betzibur? The Gemara explains, detzibur nafish zechuse, that when you daven betzibur, there's a zechus, and therefore that's nitzol that protects the rest of the all the individuals. Well, yehachi diyachid detzafra namilo. Well, why is davening shachris biyachidus any different than musaf biyachidus? That should also be a problem. And the Gemara answers, kivan diika tzibura dekamatzlu lo kamarchi. Since there is a tzibur, which is davening during the first 3 hours of the day, God will not reject those tefilos. But the question is, what if there isn't a tzibur that's davening? Even shachris. The Magen Avraham writes that there is a minag b'chol tfutzas Yisrael, this is in Simen Tav Kuf Tzadi Aleph in Or HaChaim, that the minag on Rosh Hashanah was that shachris is davened very early. Early in the morning. And if it's davened very early in the morning, then if a person is davening b'yachidus, shachris, why should they be permitted to do so? They shouldn't be allowed, just like on Musaf. There isn't a tzibur that's davening Musaf during the first 3 hours of the day. Now it turns out that on Rosh Hashanah, there also isn't a tzibur that's davening Shachris during those last couple of hours. So the Magen Avraham says that there really is grounds to be lenient. Even though ideally it seems that a person should daven, who's davening b'yachidus on Rosh Hashanah, even Shachris should make sure to have it done by the first hour of the day. Nevertheless, he says that Rashi, between Rashi and Tosos, a combination of Rashi and Tosos, it sounds like there is room to be makel. Rashi, when discussing this Gemara of Tlas Shi'i Kamaisa, those first 3 hours of the day, Rashi understands that to be a Shas Charon, that there's a time of anger. And Tosos, when discussing this idea of Tlas Shi'i Kamaisa, those first 3 hours of the day, he says it's not really referring to the first 3 hours of the day, it's only referring to hour number 3. Now, even though there are other Rishonim who may argue with this formulation of Rashi and Tosfos, says the Magen Avraham, it sounds like when a person is davening on Rosh Hashanah, even Shachris, Biachidus, he has to ideally say it when everyone else is saying it, which would be the first hour of the day. And if he doesn't, you have what to rely on, and which is Shitas Rashi and Tosfos, the combination, and as long as you don't say the tefillah during the third hour of the day, you'll be okay. So make sure, the Magen Avraham writes, to say, to daven Shachris on Rosh Hashanah, biyachid, during the first 2 hours of the day, not on the third hour of the day. But there is a problem with the Magen Avraham's formulation. With respect to Rashi, that's not Pashup Shat. Rashi says the words Shas Charon, as I mentioned before. Shas Charon is different than the traditional understanding of anger, which we have in the previous Gemara. In other words, the previous Gemara spoke about God's time that he is angry. And Abaye said, in Tlas Shi'i Kamaisa, the first 3 hours of the day, there is a moment where God is angry. That there is Zam, but that's not, or Resach, but that's not Charon, as Rashi says. In fact, Rashi's words, Shas Charon, is referring to our Gemara. Perhaps there's a difference between the Shas Charon that we're talking about in the Rav Yosef statement of davening Musaf during the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah, as a Beyachidus, as opposed to Abaye's formulation of the Rischa during the first 3 hours of the day. And in fact, the Shagas Aryeh quoted himself in his, also quoted by the Rashash, Shagas Aryeh writes that Rashi's Shas Charon is not referring to the time that God is angry in terms of to punish people, but rather it's Charon Hadin. It's referring to God's the fear that that people feel when it comes to Yom HaDin, to know that God is standing in front of us, Kaveyachol, to judge us. Nothing to do with the anger in the previous Gemara. So when Rashi says Shas Charon, he's not talking about there's a problem with anger. It's that God is judging people during those first 3 hours of the day. And when Tosfos continues the Rashash, when Tosfos talks about Talas Chi'i Kamaisa and refers to it as the third hour of the day, he's not referring to our Gemara. He's actually referring to the earlier Gemara. In fact, if you look at the Daf, the way that it's set out is Talas Chi'i Kamaisa. That's referring to the first Gemara. In other words, the previous Gemara is talking about God's anger, and that God's anger happens to fall out during that third hour of the day. But in terms of davening, of God's judging the Jewish people, that's during the first 3 hours of the day. And therefore, with regards to the Magen Avraham's question about what if there isn't a tzibur that's davening, even shachris, what are you supposed to do? So the Magid Avram comes up with a kula, oh well, as long as you don't daven during the third hour, you're okay, just make sure to have it done in the first hour or in the second hour. However, the Shagas Aryeh says, no, you don't need to even come up with a kula in that manner. You can just say simply, the Magid Avram, you're not understanding the Gemara properly. The end of that Gemara, what said, what about davening shachris biyachid? The Gemara answered, kivan de'ika tzibura de'kamatzlu lo kamarchi. Since there's a tzibur, which is davening, those tefillos won't be rejected. Says the Shagas Aryeh, what does that Gemara mean? The Gemara means that it's zman chiyuva, kivan de'ika tzibura de'kamatzlu, since there's a tzibur, which is davening during shachris, during the first 3 hours of the day, because that's the zman chiyuv to daven, therefore your tfilos biyachir are not going to be rejected. So according to the Shagas Aryeh, he says there's nothing to even discuss over here. If a person needs to daven shachris biyachiris for whatever reason on Rosh Hashanah, he has nothing to be concerned about. He doesn't need to make sure that it's done on the first hour or the second hour. As long as it's done during Zman Tefillah, everything is perfectly fine. There's also another way to understand the Gemara, which is against the Magen Avraham, similar to the Shagas Aryeh. That comes from the Netziv. The Netziv writes in the Merome Sadeh, in Gemara Brachos on Daf Vav, and also on Daf Ches, he enlightens us to a few different nuances with regards to davening biyachid connected somehow to the tzibur. What do I mean? Well, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav and Daf Ches have two separate statements, and our Gemara seems to be a third statement, and he tries to tie them all together in a nice bow. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Vav, says Ein tefila shel adam nishmas ela bebeis haKnesses, that a person's tefila is only heard, only nishmas, in the shul. And we're talking about b'lishmoel arina vela tefila b'makom rina sham tei tefila. When there's a place where there's rina, there's also tefila. And the Gemara explains, or the Netziv also explains, rina means davening in shul with a minyan. Tfila means davening in a shul without a minyan. So as if a person's davening biyachid, where will it be heard? It will be heard in a shul. So make sure to daven in a shul, even if you're davening biyachidus. That's the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches tells us a story about Rav Yitzchak and Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Nachman, why didn't he come to shul? Rav Nachman said, I wasn't able to. So he said, he should have got a minyan in your house. He said, it was too much work for me. So anyhow, he said, well, you should have davened when the tzibur is davening. He said, what's the point? He said, what do you mean? V'ani tfilasi lecha Hashem es ratzon. Emas hai es ratzon b'sha sheha tzibur mispalalin. When is an es ratzon? That's when the tzibur is davening. In other words, even if you can't make it to shul and you're davening biyachidus, the eis ratzon, the time to daven, is when the tzibur is davening at shul and you're davening, you should be davening at home. That is the eis ratzon. And then our Gemara comes up with a third category, which is Kivan ikatzibura de kamatzlu lo kamidchi. Again, our Gemara asked, well, what's the problem? Maybe a person should not be allowed to daven shachris biyachidus on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara answered, no, there's a tzibur de kamatzlu. Since there is a tzibur which is davening lo kamadchi, it's not going to be rejected. Explains the Netziv. What our Gemara is talking about is as follows. Since there is a tzibur around, there is some tzibur which is davening, that already obviates, takes care of the prohibition or the concern of your din being used against you. Since a tzibur has davened already, that weakens the din, and therefore your tefillah biyachidus lo kamanchi won't be rejected. It's not the same as nishmas. It's not going to be heard and accepted as it would be if you were davening in a shul. It won't be as accepted as an eitz ratzon as if you were davening at the same time the minyan in your town was davening. But since there is a tzibur that has davened, let's assume that we're not talking about New York and China, but in the same time zone at least. Once someone in your time zone has davened already, then lo kamarchi, your tfilos will not be rejected. And therefore, explains the Netziv, there's nothing to be concerned about in our Gemara. The fact that the Gemara answered, kivan ti'ika tzibura de kamatzlu lo kamidchi, what we're saying is if there's a community that davens shachris on Rosh Hashanah early, there's no reason to be concerned that someone who is davening biyachidus shachris has to make sure to be davened before the third hour. No, all that the Gemara means is that once there was a tzibur that davened already, you're good. As long as you daven before Zman Tefillah is over and Zman Kriyashma, you've fulfilled your obligation. You have nothing to worry about. Interestingly enough, the Mishneh Berurah, Paskins like the Magen Avraham, the Mishneh Berurah writes, B'makomos shen in tavkuf tzari alf, b'makomos shen ogen li espalal shachris b'hashkama b'soch sha'a rishona u'shniya, that you should match it up. You should make sure to daven your shachris by the first or the second hour. But based on the Shagas Ari and the Netziv, clearly there are grounds to be lenient for davening shachris on Rosh Hashanah biyachid. But of course, it's always preferable to daven shachris every day, especially on Rosh Hashanah, to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Now, there is one more point that the Magen Avraham lifts out from this sugya, and that's based on another idea from Rashi. Rashi seems to differentiate between a musaf on Rosh Hashanah and a musaf the rest of the year. Musaf Rosh Hashanah is not just a time for praising God and talking about his awesomeness, but rather musaf on Rosh Hashanah is about din. And we're requesting that God judges us favorably. And therefore, during those first 3 hours, once we're asking God to judge us favorably, maybe God will judge us unfavorably. But Musaf all year long, we're not concerned. You can even say Musaf during the first 3 hours of the day, since it has nothing to do with any bakasha, any request for judgment or a favorable judgment. But says the Magen Avraham, well, hold on a second. What about davening shachris in the first 3 hours of the day? Well, shachris in the first 3 hours of the day all year round is a bakasha. Those are requests where we're asking God to help us. Shachris is always about she'elas tzerachav, and therefore we should be concerned if we're not davening shachris when there's a. If we're davening shachris biyachidus, we should be concerned all year round if we're not saying it at the same time as the tzibur. We have to make sure that it's, and then maybe you can rely on Shitas Rashi and Tosfos that you should, as long as you say it before the third hour, you're okay. Of course, according to the Shagas Aryeh and according to the Netziv, this isn't even a question, because again, the way that they understand the sugya, there's no reason to come up with this idea that it has to be said by the third hour. This Gemara is not even talking about the previous Gemara. They're not related. But according to the Magen Avraham, he ends off saying, "Betzarach in ladina." He said, I'm not even sure what to do. This is a very serious problem. So according to the Magen Avraham, davening shachris all year long, which is asking, which are bakashas, she'elas tzarachav, then if a person is davening biyachidus, they should make sure to daven shachris before the third hour of the day. But again, as we mentioned before, according to the Shagas Aryeh and the Netziv, there is nothing to be concerned about as long as you daven shacharis by Zman Tefillah, before Zman Tefillah is over, you're fine. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan also adds that this issue that Rashi brings down is only for Musaf, and he specifically mentions Musaf. Shacharis will never even enter the realm of discussion, and there's no concern about having to say Shacharis before the third hour of the day. The final point that I want to make is that according to the Magen Avraham, who says a person should daven Shacharis b'yichidus before the third hour of the day, just to be safe, even the Magen Avraham would agree that if a person has not daven Shacharis yet, and it's the third hour of the day, then they need to fulfill their obligation of tefillah. So even the Magen Avraham, who's makbid to make sure it's done during the first 2 hours of the day, to make sure that Shacharis is said during the first 2 hours of the day, even he would admit or agree that if a person did not say Shacharis after the first 2 hours of the day, and now it's in the third hour of the day, even though it's an Idan Rischa, it's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, Kavayachal, nevertheless, a person would still be required to daven.